Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that the biggest scandal in American history is about to blow up like no one ever imagined? And what if I told you that after years of lies and cover-ups, the indictments are finally coming? A former Senate Judiciary Chief Counsel just dropped a bombshell that's sending panic throughout D.C., terrifying every corrupt politician in Washington. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see how the roof just got blown off the biggest scandal in U.S. history, and justice is finally coming. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, celebrating yet another day of the golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. For years, we were told by the legacy media that Vladimir Putin stole the election from Hillary Clinton back in 2016. That the Trump administration was irreparably compromised by the Russians, that Trump himself was a bona fide Russian asset, reliably serving the interests of the Kremlin. But now, thanks to the investigative work of the likes of Kash Patel and what you did on November the 5th, it's been increasingly revealed that the real crime was, of course, not anything that Trump ever did. It was what the Obama-Biden Hillary machine unleashed against both a presidential candidate and a then sitting president. We now know the operation called Crossfire Hurricane, a code name used for the counterintelligence investigation of the Trump presidential campaign and its supposed ties to Russian officials. We now know that from its very inception, it was nothing more than an attempt to sabotage a presidential campaign. And then after that, when Trump was elected, it turned into a bona fide deep state coup, which sought to overthrow a duly elected president. Now, Crossfire Hurricane, if you don't know, it was launched in order to cover up another FBI scandal. And that was the compromised investigation into Hillary Clinton's email scandal. So you've got scandal on top of scandal here. Now, you remember Hillary Clinton committed a felony of obstruction of justice by deleting subpoenaed emails of classified material on her own private email server, a crime that would have landed any one of us in jail for many, many years. We now know that the FBI investigation into that was a fraud. It was completely compromised by then FBI Director James Comey. Comey and the FBI agent Peter Strzok, who is the rabid left-wing lunatic in charge of the Hillary investigation. We now know that both of them exonerated her from the very beginning. It was a total charade of an investigation. But just in case Trump won in 2016, they needed what Strzok called an insurance policy to make sure that that fraud of an investigation never saw the light of day. And so they, in effect, launched what's called Crossfire Hurricane, where they concocted fabricated charges against Trump that he was colluding with Russia to steal the election. So FBI Director James Comey and his deputy, Andrew McCabe, on four different occasions obtained FISA warrants to spy on the Trump campaign and then later the Trump presidency by submitting a concocted, fabricated Russian dossier that was put together by the Clinton campaign as supposed evidence to obtain those FISA warrants, even though they knew, they absolutely knew that the document, that Steele dossier, as it's called, was in fact a fraud. It was fabricated by an opposition research company called Fusion GPS that was hired and paid for by the Clinton campaign. So they knew that they were attempting to obtain these warrants using fraudulent information. They worked together with then CIA Director John Brennan to deliberately leak damaging information on Trump to the press in order to bring about a special counsel investigation against Trump to cripple his presidency, which of course happened under Robert Mueller. And then to make things even worse, because of what you did on November 5th, the newly appointed National Intelligence Director, Tulsi Gabbard, released documents showing unequivocally that all of this had ultimately been approved by none other than Barack Obama himself back in December of 2017, just weeks before Trump was to be inaugurated for his first term. According to the White House's own documents, President Obama personally ordered a new intelligence assessment that would support this Russian collusion hoax, contradicting months of intelligence reports that all said unanimously Russia was not trying to influence the election. Obama made the decision to manufacture fake intelligence that directly contradicted their own experts in order to sabotage Donald Trump's presidency. Make no mistake, what Tulsi exposed here represents a fundamental attack on the very democratic processes of our nation itself. That's why Tulsi called this act by Obama and his officials treasonous behavior on the part of all those involved. And now we're learning from a former Senate Judiciary Chief Counsel, very close to President Trump, that the indictments are indeed coming. And they are going all the way to the top. Wait until you see this. It's going to absolutely blow you away. But first, guys, let me be straight with you. Your body is betraying you. Decades ago, a 30-year-old man on average had testosterone levels that would now today be considered very high. Well, today, men are walking around with levels that would have been typical for a 70-year-old in past generations. You heard that right, a 70-year-old. It's insane. Studies show that even among men with normal body mass, average total testosterone in the United States has dropped 25% in just the last 15 years. Every year after age 30, you lose approximately 1% of your testosterone. So it's not just aging. It's things like environmental stressors, poor nutrition, lack of recovery, and toxins that are accelerating the decline. Now, what does that mean for you? It means low energy, low sex drive, poor recovery, brain fog, less muscle, more fat, a creeping sense that your body is just slipping away. Now, the good news is that you don't have to accept this. And you certainly don't have to rely on synthetic hormones or risky injections or pills with side effects. You can fight back with Mars from the Wellness Company. Mars is non-GMO, free of gluten and dyes, and delivered in amber glass to protect potency. This isn't just another, you know, pump-you-up pill or synthetic hormone replacement. In fact, it doesn't have anything to do with synthetic hormones. Mars works with your own body's systems to optimize hormonal balance, increasing what's naturally possible, not forcing it. Imagine waking up feeling sharp, energetic, with drive and focus. You get rewarded at the gym and recover faster. You connect deeper with your partner. You feel like a man again, not just surviving, but thriving. It gets even better. When you commit to Mars, you'll discover precisely why your lifestyle is crushing your testosterone. You'll discover how to pair Mars with your diet, workouts, and stress reduction for maximum impact, and best of all, how to take control of your masculinity without relying on synthetic hormone injections or risky protocols. If you're done feeling muted, foggy, and stuck, now's the time. Don't wait. Every day you delay, that 1% decline continues. Take action right now. Reclaim your strength, your drive, your masculinity with Mars by your side. Visit twc.health/Turley right now. Use code Turley and get 15% off your order. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Don't let modern life rob you of your masculinity. Reclaim it with Mars today. Here's the bombshell revelation that was just dropped on Fox News by Mike Davis, president of the Article 3 Project and close confidant of President Trump, on who's about to get indicted next.
Mike, how far up the chain does this go?
I think it goes all the way up to the top, to President Obama, to Vice President Biden, to Hillary Clinton, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, so many players within the Obama and Biden administration. And I think it also includes the lawfare Democrats, these prosecutors who coordinated with the Biden White House to bring these indictments against President Trump.
And there's also a grand jury being prepared right now, right?
There is a new grand jury in Fort Pierce, Florida, and that would be a good place to do this grand jury investigation for what they did to President Trump.
Okay.
The Mar-a-Lago raids the hook.
Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much.
So there you have it. There is indeed a grand jury that's looking at all the evidence involving every one of these players. Obama, Biden, Clinton, Comer, Brennan, Clapper. I mean, this is absolutely huge, and you heard that grand jury is in Florida. The very fact that grand jury is in Florida shows the Trump administration is very serious about putting these people behind bars. And that's because we all know that no D.C. jury imaginable would ever convict Obama in his inner circle. None. Zippo. And we could salivate all we want about the DOJ bringing charges against everyone involved in this conspiracy. But the cold, hard reality is that there is no conceivable court inside the Beltway of D.C. that will ever even consider convicting Obama and his ilk. But the good news in all of this, there are statutes that carry baked-in venue flexibility. In other words, there are certain crimes that allow for the defendant to be charged in any venue across the country. So this involves crimes like money laundering, right? Or wire fraud. And as it just so happens, conspiracy. According to U.S. Code 18, Section 371, conspiracy to commit offense or to defraud the United States may be tried in any court jurisdiction. And already, as we've seen, Tulsi has underscored the conspiratorial nature of these crimes, these alleged crimes, I must say, committed by Obama and his inner circle against President Trump. So as it turns out, Pam Bondi is indeed, according to reports, impaneling the grand jury for the Russian collusion hoax in the great state of Florida, which shows you just how serious they are with convictions, because I need not tell you, Florida juries ain't DC juries. Deep red Florida juries don't play games with corrupt politicians. Now, that said, many are asking, why is the legacy media not covering this story the way? I mean, this is obviously bigger than Watergate. This is gigantic. If Watergate were a little tiny, you know, model boat, this is an oil tanker, right? This is a massive cruise liner. Why is the media not covering it like Watergate? I think we have to answer that question because Watergate wasn't originally reported to uncover a scandal. It was a scandal to get rid of Richard Milhouse Nixon before he dismantled the deep state, okay? The legacy media outlets like the Washington Post were not in the least interested in uncovering a scandal for the sake of truth and accountability before the American people. They were interested in taking down a particular president. So this is why all the disillusionment I hear among pundits as to why the legacy media isn't covering Operation Crossfire Hurricane as infinitely worse than Watergate. This is why I think they're all so incredibly naive. The legacy media did not cover Watergate in order to uncover truth. They covered Watergate in order to deliberately undermine a presidency, a Republican presidency. And the legacy media will simply never, ever, ever, in anyone's wildest imaginations, they will never cover anything. They will never break any story that could possibly risk what little power the Democrats still have left. Because the Democrats and the legacy media are the same. They're literally married to each other. You can't even count how many so-called journalists have spouses that work for the Democrat Party in the deep state. So the legacy media will never break or cover a story that destroys the Democrats, precisely because the legacy media are indistinguishable from the Democrats. The Democrats and the media are one. It's really that simple. However, the good news is we don't need the legacy media anymore. We've got the internet. We've got social media. The people now actually have access to the very same information anyone at CNN has access to. And so that's why, if you remember back in August, J.D. Vance predicted that a lot of people were going to get indicted as a result of Crossfire Hurricane. And by a lot of people, yes, he meant the likes of Brennan, Clinton, and Obama. As the Trump administration approaches his first official year back in office, the accountability phase officially begins. The White House is committed to providing the American public the truth about the extent to which former Obama and Biden officials deliberately attempted to sabotage both Trump's first administration and the democratic integrity of the presidential election. Mike Davis's prediction is becoming reality. Justice is coming. After years of lies, cover-ups, and institutional destruction, the perpetrators of the greatest political conspiracy in American history will finally face consequences. The indictment of the century is coming. This is just the beginning. So what do you guys think? You're the ones changing the world. Let us know in the comments down below. And men, don't forget to click on that link below and get your supply of Mars and reclaim your strength, your drive, and your masculinity with the wellness company by your side. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.